So it's nice to know that really, as I looked back on what I've said about cloth over the years, it hasn't changed much. And that's why I put the words here from Spirit Cloth 101, which were actually the words from workshops before that, because the 101 course was kind of, well, it was kind of like what I'm doing here. It was looking back and trying to consolidate a lot of my basic techniques into one place, more or less. But now I'm at a point where there's just so much more to say that I'm actually doing that again, I guess, in a way. I guess just gathering what's around you is really the basic premise. There's no shortage of cloth around here. And the reason that I have so much cloth and that the collection has become so interesting is, well, first of all, I really love cloth. Cloth is my teacher, a lot of times. And I have been working with cloth. It was even the focus of my career since I was 20 years old. That's a long time. So I guess because I loved cloth so much, I never wanted to, I didn't want to see it be discarded. So for, 40 plus years, I have been rescuing it. And when you work in the textile industry, it's just there's just a lot of stuff that you come across. And every day, boxes of scraps and references and swatches from fashion services and things that people bought for inspiration and just in general, boxes of cloth are put out for the trash. And I even worked for companies that folded, when the textile industry started to go away, and their entire libraries were being discarded. And so me, being the kind person I am in terms of rescuing cloth, I took most of what I saw being discarded, and that's where it all came from. So I don't really have to gather in terms of cloth. I have so much cloth that I'm simply focused on using it.